So Allah continues to count the favors of Allah upon the people, the children of Yaqub alayhi salam, or the people at the time of Musa alayhi salam. And Allah says, there was a great test. وَفِي ذَلِكُمْ بَلَاءٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ عَظِيمٌ Allah says, in those things, there was a great test from Allah for you. Great test. بَلَاءٌ عَظِيمٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ يعني from your Lord, there was a great test. So Allah tested them with a huge test. Imagine, what was the huge test? The huge test was this Pharaoh was coming and executing innocent children. Allah says that was a very big test. Imagine if Allah is calling it bala'un azim. You know, it's a big test. I can only imagine what hardship and difficulty they must have gone through watching their children being murdered by the Pharaoh. Today we have a similar problem where upon the globe there are people who are engaging in murder and killing that is completely unjustified. And subhanAllah, there is no justification for such thing. And they're just going around creating chaos. And when imagine people being raped and murdered and made homeless and so much more, and you watch your family being done the same too. Allah says, oh, that's bala'un azim. That's a massive test from Allah. But don't blame Allah for it, because it's the doing of man. It's not the doing of Allah. Man is the one who creates chaos on earth. That's what the Quran says. ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ All the chaos that you see at land and at sea, you need to know that it's because of what people have done. The people are doing it. You can't have someone who murdered a child and then you say, why did Allah allow it? When Allah gave you the power and told you expressly to use it to do good and you did bad, you can never blame Allah for that. You blame the human, and that's why that person's going to be punished by Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to be thankful. May Allah give us the power to overcome the challenges. May He grant us hope and healing. May He open our doors. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us every reason to smile.